Hello, friends, and welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm Paul, and it's a brand new week. It's the fourth day of March. I hope that you are at rest in the favor of God. I know at rest sounds like you're doing nothing, but if you've listened long enough, you know I don't think that's the case at all. You can be extremely busy. You can be your calendar full, left to right, top to bottom, day and night, and yet be at rest, because that's a spiritual condition. I hope that you aren't striving for the favor of God. I hope that you aren't stressed about whether or not God is mad at you. See everything through the eyes of Jesus, through the delight of the cross and the resurrection, and be at rest from thinking that you can barter and trade with the Holy Spirit. And that reminds me, we did a sermon last week. It posted at midweek. No trades allowed. That was a lesson from our midweek series, and I posted that last Wednesday. If you haven't watched that, go check it out. God's not bartering and trading with your salvation, not bartering and trading with the anointing, with favor. And hopefully, if you haven't had that revelation, I'm praying you do. We are in Luke chapter 10. We are in our ongoing journey through the Gospel of Luke. And today we arrive at verse 17 in the return of the 70 or the 72 that Jesus sends out two by two to go out and to preach and heal and exorcise the demonic. And this is what happens in verse 17. The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Okay, they're excited, full of joy, because they've been casting out devils. Jesus' response is not congratulations or good job. His response is a statement and then a promise and then a command. So the statement is, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Let's start with that. It's the end of verse 18. I remember this verse from I always think back on my sort of formative theological years, the things that shaped the way I thought of the Bible. This verse, Luke 10:18, was actually in that formation as to how I saw the timeline of earth. I had this timeline in which Satan was kicked out of heaven and sent to the earth, and that his arrival caused the destruction of much of the planet, and that when in Luke 10:18 Jesus says, "I saw Satan fall like lightning," that was the support verse for what it was like when Satan was kicked out of heaven, this physical place called heaven, and then Satan gets cast down to the earth. I even had versions of that where that might be the comet that strikes the earth and causes an ice age and kills all the dinosaurs. Literally, that was how that I was under the understanding of that verse. So I want to let you know that that has no basis in contextual reality. Jesus doesn't hear them say, "Hey, devils are responding to us in your name," and then he jumps outside of their timeline and tells them that there was a time a long, long time ago where he saw the devil fall out of heaven. And that would have nothing to do with what they're saying. What makes more sense is that Jesus is telling them that whenever they exercise their power in the name of Jesus, they bring down the adversary. They cast him out of high places. They cast him off of the thrones of authority. And Jesus says, I've been beholding that happen as you did what you did. And he follows it up with a promise. "I've given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you." And so after telling them that Satan has been cast out, this is not some historic statement. This is a statement in regards to what he just saw them do, and then promises them that they have that authority in him to tread on serpents and scorpions. He no more literally means serpents and scorpions than he literally meant that a physical devil was thrown out of heaven and came across the galaxy and landed on earth. So he's not talking about walking out on a snake or picking up scorpions, but that when they take their authority, the high places that are dominated by the forces of darkness are being destroyed. They're being cast down. There's new rulers on the scene. And the serpents and scorpions are the things that are under their feet now. The things that used to cause them fear no longer cause them fear because of the authority that they have. All the power of the enemy. Verse 20, nevertheless, and then this comes the warning. This is the spot where they're warned and they're commanded. Don't rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. So notice, it starts with from heaven and it ends within heaven. The power of darkness has been cast out of the heavens. Rejoice that you are in the heavens. The powers that be are not on the throne. Rejoice that you are seated with him in heavenly places. So our excitement level has little to do with what we are capable of doing in the spirit, but rather with the place that he has put us by the authority of his name. That's the source of our joy and the source of our rejoicing. At least it should be. Don't rejoice in that, the physical. Don't rejoice in the things, but rejoice that that your names are written in heaven. We continue into a place in which Jesus rejoices. What is it that would make Jesus rejoice? We'll see that tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.